Yeah, it's been great. You know, I've really been keen to get out here and get on court with the boys, and the last 2 days have been great. It's been good to get out here and get a feel for the group and yeah, just get to Perth, really. The club. I mean, it's probably one of the best clubs in Australian sport in the last 30 years. So, you know, just being able to join such a club like this is definitely one of the reasons why I wanted to be here.
Do you feel any pressure walking into such a successful team?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. There's a lot of pressure, I think, that comes with it. But, you know, I've got to take it a day at a time, just focus on what I can bring to the team. And, yeah, that's all I'm trying to do at the moment.
No stranger to the NBL growing up, but Dad, Adelaide, Melbourne United.
Yep. Yeah, it's different. It's definitely a very professional club. It's amazing to be a part of it, really, because I've seen it from afar for the last, so since I've been growing up. I mean, I've been watching the NBL my whole life, so to be a part of it now it's amazing.
Has it been hard to connect with the coach so far, given that he's still away? Have you had any Zoom calls with him?
No, it's not hard to connect with him. He's a really good guy. I've spoken to him a fair bit, so it isn't hard. He's easy to get along with, and we're looking forward to getting him out here. Crazy. He doesn't miss. I mean, today I was watching him every time I went over to Kev White. I said, does this bloke miss? So it's good to be out there. I love setting picks for him, and yeah, it's going to be fun to play with him.
Do you reckon he'll have any advice for you, or are you going to try to take some tips, learn off the best?
Yeah, for sure. Of course. I mean, whatever he says, you listen. So yeah, I pick his brains whenever I can, but I just want to get to know him before I start doing that. Yeah. For sure, for sure. They've been very welcoming. It was my first day yesterday, and they've been awesome. You know, everyone's welcomed me, talking to me a lot. So it's been great. It's been really easy to come in and get going with the group.
What strengths do you think you can bring to this side?
Yeah, shooting, crashing the boards, rebounding, passing, making the right play, setting good screens, just doing whatever the team needs me to do. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. The biggest knock on me probably the last couple of years has been my body, and I've put a lot of work into that in the off season, so I'm ready to go.
And do you have a bit of a niggle already? Ice on the knee or ice?
Nah, I'm all good. I'm all good. Just to bang the knee on the ground a little bit, so I'm all good. Good to go. I'll be right.
It's not the most ideal way to start, is it?
Nah, I'll be right though. It's all good. It's nothing.
What's
nothing.
What's it like working with Mike Kelly?
He's great. I mean, I've had a bit of a relationship with Mike for a few years now, and he's been great since I've been here. He's a really good guy. He's one of the nicest blokes in the league. So it's good to eventually be able to work with him.
And a young guy like Luke Travers, probably have seen him from afar for a couple of years.
Yeah.
He obviously was able to really plug a hole and rush that down last year.
Yeah.
What do you see of his game? What do you like about him?
Oh, he's big. I love how he plays. I was with Josh Giddey last year, so I see the similarities between those two. They can pass, they make the right plays, and they're a big body guard. It's you don't get them much, so it's good to have Luke with us.
I'm sure you've been following Josh Giddey's journey very closely. How exciting!
Oh, very exciting. I've known him since he was a little fella. So growing up, knowing him our whole lives, it's great to see.
Did you send him a message when he got drafted?
Yeah, for sure. Yep, and he sent me a message when I ended up here. So, you know, we're good mates, and we'll stay mates forever, I think. Yep.
And have you got family in Adelaide or just over
here? Melbourne. So I'm from Melbourne. Yeah, I was in Adelaide. But, the whole family's locked down in Melbourne. They're hating it, but what can you do?
As uncertainty about when the competition will start, how do you just stay ready?
Yeah, I mean, you got to. I mean, it's our job, so we've got to stay ready. We've got to come in ready to work every day, and hopefully they can get the season underway. But it's all up in the air. We don't really know at the moment.
Is it more of a mental challenge than physical, sort of trying to not be ready too early in case the season does get pushed back again?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we love playing basketball, so we enjoy coming in every day to do our job. So I think whatever happens, we'll be ready.
Jack, talk us through what it's like when you start a new gig as a player, moving to a new place, maybe run through the first couple of days as a wild
guy. Yeah, so this is actually the third club I've been with in the NBL in 3 years. So you come in, you know, you try and sort out the place, have to go get some bedding and stuff, come in, meet everyone, kind of work yourself into the group. You know, I don't try to be the loud, funny guy when I get in here. I just kind of try and feel everyone out, see how everyone is, and just try and just start building relationships with guys.